flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going through all the scenarios of what could happen after championship weekend, conference championship weekend. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. And we found ourselves on this topic. Josh Allen going to Arrowhead, Pearl, you know. Excited for the game.
Yep. Same old, same old.
We've been here before. And he hasn't been able to beat Patrick Mahomes, right? Bills have been falling to the Kansas City Chiefs in 3 out of the last 4 years in the postseason. So, what happens if it changes this year, and let's say Josh Allen finally does get over the hump and beats Patrick Mahomes and does go to the Super Bowl with this Bills team,
what?
Is that enough? Is that enough of a legacy play, or is that enough of, all right, now Josh Allen gets, like, I don't want to say in the club. I think the club is really just reserved for the Super Bowl champions. But is it enough for him to get past Mahomes in terms of, I would say, yeah, legacy, where his standing is in the game, how satisfied Bills fans should be, you know, everything. Does Josh Allen quiet everyone if he can just simply get to the big game, let alone whatever happens in the Super Bowl?
Well, when you word it like that, no, of course not. But it is a giant step in his legacy to beat Mahomes. Even if he loses the Super Bowl, if he can beat Mahomes just once, it changes everything.
Right.
Because right now, I'd say you have the number one quarterback in the league is Patrick Mahomes. Then the 2 and 3 is Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. And there's a gigantic gulf between the two.
No, Joe Burrow.
I think Joe Burrow is in this tier, not just
because of how he plays, but because he actually has beaten Mahomes in a championship game. And he did get to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
It's kind of like what Josh is looking at right now.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. But then again, Joe Burrow... Oh, man.
A lot of people thought he should have been
Joe
the MVP this year.
But, yeah, I think
he was awful.
I think Josh Allen goes up a step legacy-wise. Is he all the way where he needs to be? No. But is he up a gigantic step in the ladder? Yes. I think it'd be a huge legacy builder for him to beat Mahomes.
See, I think that's just because of the game that's in front of us, right? And just what if he goes home again, right, and they get turned away again, just how frustrating that's going to feel and how much he would get labeled as the can't win the big one guy and all the things that go along with losing. Like we're watching with Lamar Jackson, fair or unfair. You know, all that stuff will be Josh's reality. But I don't think it's enough to just go to the Super Bowl when you're someone at the caliber that we think Allen is. You know, when Peyton Manning finally beat Tom Brady, right, in the playoffs, when he finally beat Tom Brady in that 2007 season, he had a 2-5 record of the postseason going into that 07 run.
06, right?
06, yeah. Technically, the game
was 07 in the winter. Okay.
But 06 season, 07 in January, whatever.
Okay.
So they go into that run. He's got a 2-5 record. He's got the reputation of can't win the big one. He had lost by 10 points, 17 points, you know, lost by what, 42 to the Jets. They got blanked. I mean, crazy. If he had beaten Brady, which he did, then he goes to the Super Bowl and loses to the Bears. You do nothing for yourself. Like, okay, congratulations, you beat Brady. He already had 3 Super Bowls at the time, just like Mahomes does. Like, I don't think it does what you think it will do for Josh Allen. And I don't think if Peyton Manning had lost that Super Bowl to the Bears in the 06 season, I don't think we'd still be looking at Peyton as the guy who can't win the big game. Who cares if you beat Tom Brady in the AFC Championship game? You couldn't win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I I think you're wrong about that. I think getting to the Super Bowl would have been a big step for Peyton Manning. He wore the loser label even bigger than these guys, like Josh Allen. Yeah, that would have been huge. Now, the thing about it is, Peyton went against Rex Grossman, a team that everybody knew shouldn't have been there.
Sure.
Like, nobody was picking the Bears in that game.
No.
If Josh Allen wins and he faces an Eagles team with Saquon Barkley, he's legit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that'll be a
tough game.
That'll be a much closer spread. So, I don't think losing that game would.
But don't you think the details like that get lost a little bit?
No, I mean, I think, yeah. Obviously, Josh Allen gets this. If he gets a Super Bowl, it's he's a different person. He's a way different player.
I don't think so. I think for the guys who we expect to be this good, I don't think just getting to the Super Bowl does enough. Because look at John Elway, who had lost 3 Super Bowls before he won. You know, Dan Marino got to a Super Bowl early in his career, obviously, and lost and never got back. I mean, Jim Kelly, obviously, going to 4, never winning. Phillip Rivers never getting to the big game. I don't think that history looks back kindly on you just because you happen to vanquish a conference foe. Like, and people would say, well, it's about time. And even you've said that, like, you know, the odds are kind of in Josh's favor, just a little like, how, you know, can you continue this winning streak if you're the Chiefs in the postseason? I don't think it's enough just to get to the Super Bowl. I think you have to win it to actually get the full credit.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing, too, is Manning's a different caliber quarterback than Josh Allen, obviously.
Better?
Yeah, I mean, I think he had, like, at least 2 MVPs by the time. Like, he was the best quarterback in the league. Josh Allen's in the mix. But Josh Allen never leads the league in passing yards. He isn't breaking any records. Josh Allen has a superpower of running the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I don't think there's ever been a point ever where everyone says Josh Allen's the best quarterback in the league, hands down. Has everybody had a single day since he came in the NFL in 2018 where he was number one?
Well, I think a lot of that is because of what happened in the 13 seconds game. I think if he beats Mahomes in that 13 seconds game, then maybe history is a little bit different. It wasn't his fault that he lost it, and that was one of the best games that he's ever played, and maybe there's more of a question. But no, Mahomes is distanced himself because of the Super Bowl championships. That's it.
But even so, like, Josh Allen's like never even until this year has he ever been super, super close to MVP. I don't remember. Like, he's not like
he was the preseason pick for MVP last year. So whatever that means.
It's like he's really, really good. But Peyton Manning was the dominant force of the sport. Like, he was heads and shoulders above everyone else. Josh Allen, like, what's Josh Allen's best season? The 13-second year? Like, and even that, like, if he couldn't run, he's a really, really, really good quarterback. But nobody's confusing him with Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, are they? Is he in that caliber?
Well, he can't be in the Brady caliber because he hasn't won. I'm talking about the comparisons between his playoff career and Peyton Manning's at this point, where they are in their careers.
But take, like, Tom Brady threw 50 touchdowns at his peak year in 07 with Randy Moss. Peyton Manning set the all-time record with 55 touchdowns. Mahomes threw 50 in his second year as MVP year. I don't think anyone, and maybe Josh Allen could do that. I don't think anyone ever expects Josh Allen to do that. He's just, him and Lamar have this thing where they combo with the run. The thing about the run is, I think there's this other asterisk with his career. It's like, how long is that going to last?
Mm.
Like, because we see Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh, like, ooh, you lose a step. He's just it's a different thing altogether. I don't think, like, Josh Allen and Peyton Manning are the same, in my opinion. I mean, even if Josh Allen wins a Super Bowl this year, are we talking about him in the same stratosphere as Peyton Manning? Is he making a top 4 all-time list? No.
I don't know that he is. I don't think he is. He's probably too much, I guess, behind the eight ball at this point in terms of accolades. But where they are right now, Peyton Manning was considered a top quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks in the league who could not get to the Super Bowl and couldn't win. And Josh Allen is considered one of the best quarterbacks in the league and hasn't been to the Super Bowl and hasn't been able to beat Mahomes, just like Peyton Manning couldn't beat Tom Brady. I think the comparisons are very, very close.
Funny. Yeah.
And if Peyton Manning had gone to that Super Bowl and he had lost to the Bears, life is very different for him. And so that's where I'm at. I don't think that Josh Allen, I think he's he's given so much respect as a quarterback in this league right now, and what some people believe is a golden age of quarterbacks and a golden age of throwing the ball and all of that stuff, that just to get to the Super Bowl, I just don't think is enough. And I don't think that's moving goalposts. I don't think I'm being unfair. Because if he goes to the Super Bowl, let's say they do beat the Chiefs, they go to the Super Bowl, he will be the better quarterback on the field, whether it's Jalen Hurts or Jaden Daniels.
Well,
absolutely.
Maybe.
Come on.
I mean if Jaden Daniels can beat the Eagles, then I'm not counting. I'm putting him in the Joe Burrow category. Then he is a god.
No, but you know what I'm saying. Josh Allen would definitely be the more... He's way more experienced than Jaden Daniels, obviously. Jaden Daniels is a rookie, and he's a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts.
Wow, oh, Jaden Daniels. I give him over Hurts.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a home run. Jaden Daniels, though, Jaden Daniels might end up... If Jaden Daniels gets to the Super Bowl and beats Josh Allen, then next year Jaden Daniels is the number two quarterback in the NFL.
Okay, that's fine. But, no, then I'll tip my hat. But going into the game, Josh Allen will be the best quarterback in the game, and that's where you always have to favor, in my opinion, the best quarterback when you're going into a Super Bowl.
Yeah, of course they're going to be favored. There's no doubt about it. And they'll probably be a slight favorite over the Eagles. The Eagles are different because they have a great defense and a great running back. It's not even a quarterback battle. I kind of lost my thread here. But Josh Allen, yeah, I hear what you're saying. But don't you think picture this. They get to the Super Bowl. They lose the Super Bowl. Let's say it's to the Eagles.
Okay.
And it's a two-point spread.
Sure.
It's a close Super Bowl. Comes down to last play. You don't think people come into next year viewing Josh Allen differently than if he had loses this game to Mahomes? If he loses this game to Mahomes, it's like, oh, same old. He's stuck in that tier below probably forever. If he gets past that, you don't think we're going to come into next season saying, there's something different about Josh Allen?
I think it's going to be like a one-off. It's going to be considered, oh, they just, you know, he got him this time because, you know, it caught up with the Chiefs. Nobody three-peats. And then if you go and beat the Eagles, and I mean this in not a disrespectful way, the Eagles' defense is great. The offense has so many weapons. But the Eagles are not considered an all-time great team right now. They're a good team. They're not considered. It's not like you go to the Super Bowl and it's like, wow, we really just ran into a juggernaut of, you know, the 91 Cowboys, something like that. Like one of the alt, or 92, I guess. It's not like that. So it would be, I don't think he would get, you know, credit for losing to that team. Like, oh, you just ran into the Eagles. Nobody would have beaten the Eagles. I don't think he gets that kind of respect.
I hate to say it, like, you've made so many good points in this segment, but you killed the whole thing by bringing up Joe Burrow in the beginning.
What do you mean?
You just said it. Joe Burrow's viewed differently because he beat Mahomes and he didn't win in the Super Bowl.
I know, but this is what's different about Burrow. That was year two of him in the league.
Yeah, we still view Joe Burrow like he's a magician.
Yeah, but it's Josh Allen is in year seven. He had the huge contract. Joe Burrow was on a rookie deal back then, came out of nowhere, was like a shooting star. All of a sudden, they're just on this magic ride. Josh Allen's got some scars, man. He's got some, it's winning time here for Josh Allen. That was a surprise from Burrow. Josh is facing way more pressure. Burrow now, it's like, what, you know, his defense is letting him down. They fired Lou Anarumo. This is winning time for Josh. We're talking about Michael Jordan. I'm not putting Josh in the Michael Jordan, but Michael couldn't win, finally had to do it. Like, if you're not going to do it now, then when? And if you're going to beat Mahomes and then go to the Super Bowl and lose, because you're not, history has shown that if you are going to beat the Chiefs, and by the way, I don't even know that they're going to, but if you are going to beat the Chiefs, it's like rare.
What do you mean history? Like how long are you, like?
They've lost three out of the last four postseasons have ended at the hands of the Chiefs.
Right.
Say, oh, well, what about next year? Like you have no clue if you're getting back next year.
I mean, honestly, do you really think the Chiefs are going to keep this run going? That's another topic. The other thing, if we're talking about Peyton Manning, like there's everybody's comparing Lamar Jackson and Peyton Manning. I'm not hearing a ton of Peyton Manning, Josh Allen. Well, like the parallels between Lamar and Peyton are kind of creepy.
Yeah,
it's almost exactly the same.
No, I get it because of the MVPs, but let's not talk
and
like
the playoffs. Like the playoff trajectories of both guys, they almost have like matching. And Josh has been great in the playoffs, where Peyton stunk in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think. Well, one thing that is alike is Peyton Manning couldn't get past Tom Brady. That's where
kind of,
like,
but also there were years, and I got to check.
He lost to Ben Roethlisberger. He lost to other people.
But the Colts came into the postseason so overrated year after year, and Peyton crumbled small. The Allen thing's a little different. It's just a different. Lamar and Peyton Manning have done the same thing, like where they've come into the postseason just killing everyone in the regular season, and it hasn't been the same. So, yeah, I think I understand what you're saying, but be honest. Like if he wins this game, even if he loses the Super Bowl, Josh Allen's viewed differently next year. He's in the pantheon of NFL quarterbacks. He's just in a different place. He's probably in a different place than Lamar. He certainly goes ahead of him, right?
I don't think so.
You don't think like there's a quarterback ranking? You think Lamar Jackson is going to be two and Josh Allen three?
Well, to be honest, I mean, I think Josh did that in the last round. So I don't think like he's already done that. If you're going to do quarterback rankings for next year, well, we just saw Josh Allen beat Lamar Jackson. So that's over. if he beats Patrick Mahomes and then you lose the Super Bowl, what was it for? 855-212-4227. Because I think guys like Allen should be graded on Super Bowls, just like all the great quarterbacks are.
Yeah. Super Bowl wins.
Super Bowl wins, yeah. Just getting to the game, it's like you just, in this AFC, you just do not know when you'd be able to get back. And I think about that for Joe Burrow. That was awesome. You lose to the Rams. Are you sure you're getting back?
Joe Burrow? Oh, definitely.
Well, they haven't been because he's gotten hurt. Then they had a bad defense. You just never know. We talk about Patrick Mahomes being Michael Jordan. Well, Michael Jordan kept a lot of guys from winning titles. And when he retired, guys who didn't take advantage at that moment when he was playing baseball regret it forever.
Yeah, but Michael Jordan never went to a Game 7 in the finals. Patrick Mahomes lives in the last minute of Game 7. Like, you can't keep winning Game 7. The Chiefs are, there's no way the Chiefs could keep doing this. Does anybody think that the Chiefs are going to win 10 Super Bowls?
I don't know.
If they do, they're I don't know what team they're seeing.
Well, we're not talking about 10. I think we're talking about...
I don't agree. I understand the logic. Like, this is not Michael Jordan and the Bulls. The Chiefs are nothing like that. That is not what Josh Allen is going up against right now. Michael Jordan had the ball in his hand every play. There's nothing you could do to stop him. Basketball is defined by that. Like, football, oh my God, there's so many little things going on. You saw it, a squib kick. That wasn't Michael Jordan. That was just bad luck or something. I don't know.
It's the idea that one guy is sending another guy home on a consistent basis.
Right, but that there's in football, one guy can't keep doing it forever. I mean, honestly, watch the Chiefs this year. You think they're going to get every bounce? You think they're going to get every call? They think everybody's going to stay healthy? The odds of that happening again, even now.
15-2 this year.
You keep saying 15-2, but you know that they have two games coming up. Both are probably going to come down the last minute.
Who cares?
Everybody, honestly.
It's not a beauty contest. It's a winning contest. NFL football. What? It doesn't matter if they win by one or win by 20. It's the same.
Well, because there's just like luck. It's a thing. Like, you can't keep winning this narrowly. And the Chiefs know that. I think their window, it might be even like kind of closing. Travis is gone and Reed's 65. I don't think they think that this is an 11-year run.
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, we don't know if Kelsey's going to retire. And two, Andy Reid, we're talking about Bill Belichick just took a coaching job at 72. Pete Carroll might get hired at 72. He's not going anywhere, Andy Reid. I don't think Andy Reid does anything else except for coach football and eat nuggies.
Honestly,
that's it.
The Chiefs
you think he's got hobbies?
The reality is, like, this is not sustainable. They were down 24-14 and a half against the Eagles. Eagles definitely should have won that game. And then... I don't know how Kyle Shanahan lost that last Super Bowl. This is like, you honestly think that they're just going to have everybody walk into these traps forever? Football is not like that at all. Even the great, great teams like the Patriots, they won 6 Super Bowls. How many years did they?
It took over a decade, but all those Super Bowls that they won, how many of them were one-score games?
Yeah, but how many did they lose?
Well, they lost 3.
Yeah, one score games. So it took 17 years. That's how football is. That's what the Chiefs are going to be. They're going to be exactly like the Patriots. They're going to be back and they're going to lose close games, win close games. Like, it's just not, Michael Jordan, like, he came out there, like, he wasn't losing. He would stand outside.
Except that he lost for the first 7 years he was in the league.
But once that team got fully assembled, like, the way basketball is, the better team is going to win. Like, he was going to sit outside your locker with a cigar and make fun of you before the game. Like, there's no way he was losing. That's not football at all. There's no way the Chiefs are going to run, like, through this whole thing.
855-212-4227. Would beating Patrick Mahomes. Good morning, everybody. Would that be enough for Josh Allen?
Not only that, if he beats Mahomes, like, he's going to probably think, oh, man, we're going to beat him next year, too. Like, that, once you break that seal... It's on, Maggie. The Bills' era of dominance.
855-212-4227. Meanwhile, the spread has moved in that game, pushing Kansas City's way. Opened up at 1.5, now has been pushed to 2. So the money's coming in on KC. 855-212-4227. Would just beating Mahomes be enough? You let us know. Coming up, we've got, I thought, an interesting tactic from the new Bears head coach. Just personally, I wouldn't have done this, but that's me. He decided to do something else at his introductory press conference yesterday. Not my cup of tea. We'll tell you about it next. Maggie and Perloff.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff show. So you said something interesting in the last segment. The line is moving towards the Chiefs.
Yep.
there is this reality like, oh man, they're hard to beat. Sometimes I forget about it because they sucker you into these like 19 to 12 wins over the Texans in the second round. Did nothing offensively. They really like, I mean, they have DeAndre Hopkins. I don't even know if they remember that he's there. It's just such a weird team this year. And even last year, they were a weird team ever since Tyreek Hill. I honestly don't know how they do it. So the question is, one of the questions, can they keep doing this for 10 years? Does Josh Allen have to be Michael Jordan? I don't think football has a Michael Jordan. I think Mahomes is amazing, but I don't think he's Michael Jordan. I think you and I disagree because you're a Bills fan, so you'd see it firsthand a little more.
Well, that, and I mean, I guess the closest would be, you know, the Patriots in some ways, right, you know, it wasn't 6 and it wasn't 3-3.
It was 6-18.
It took a long time, but there was an element. It always felt a little bit like an inevitability. And I think that's why you're seeing the line move. People got suckered in last year and thought, all right, this is the year the Chiefs are going to go down. And you felt like a moron if you were betting against them. And I think people are waking up to that right now. Like, what am I really betting against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid at home in Arrowhead? Like, it's just a bad bet.
This game is, I've never been so confident that a game is going to be close and dramatic in the last few minutes because they know each other so well. They're so evenly matched. They're mirror images of each other. They were great passing teams who gutted the pass game to control the ball. Like, they are going to try and slow this thing down. It's coming down to the end. Because of the slow pace of the game, you're guaranteeing a close game. Like, nobody's going to throw the ball long at all. So there's no way it's going to be a high-scoring game. It's going to come down last minute, and you are going to lose 10 years off your life.
10 is lucky. I'll take 10. I think I can make up 10, you know, modern medicine and all. EJ, can you just please check, or Manny, what's the weather in Kansas City on Sunday afternoon? Steven is in Fort Worth. We're talking about whether Josh Allen, let's say he does go into Arrowhead and beat Mahomes. Is that enough? Or do you have to, you got to finish the whole thing, right? You got to win the whole thing. Steven?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes. Hey, yes, I mean, I think they have a dynasty going on over there in Kansas City, and I think that they're Jordan S's. The difference between the game of basketball and football is in basketball, you can have one guy control the court the whole time. Sure. Over here with Kansas City, obviously a lot of things have to go right for this to go right for Mahomes. But I do believe that they think that they're that good. I think Andy Reid is that good, where if you keep Mahomes in the game and you give him those last seconds, he's going to get you at field goal range or get you in scoring position and give your team a chance to win. And I do think they're in that kind of position where they don't have to have a stud receiver. You were just talking about Hopkins has been disappearing and stuff, and he's not around. Well, yeah, because you got the best quarterback in the NFL in Mahomes. And I'm going to leave it to you guys, and I'll end with that. Thank you.
Steven, thank you. And don't forget, postseason Kelsey is different. This is a whole other thing. And it's funny because while the Chiefs don't really use DeAndre Hopkins a ton, although you might expect him a little in this game, it's kind of the same thing with the Bills and Amari Cooper. Also made a trade for a guy with a lot of household name, been on your fantasy team, all that. They don't really use him as much as you think.
Well, I mean, I think reputation-wise, I think Hopkins is obviously he's a Hall of Famer. I don't think Amari Cooper.
I'm just saying they both tried to add these pass catchers in
season. And honestly, the Chiefs even feels like they use Hopkins even more than the Bills use Cooper. But I just think that with Mahomes, and he mentioned like you control the game in basketball. Football, there's so many more variables. And Travis Kelce, you said he's super bad. This probably is it, right? Every sign, everything he says feels like this is my last run.
Well, here's the way that it is a little like Jordan. Listen, Jordan, we all know at the end of games would also D up the other team's best player, right? So he was making an impact on the offensive and defensive side, a huge one. But to Steven's point in Fort Worth, you give Mahomes anywhere from 13 seconds to, heaven forbid, a minute and a half, and you need, what do you need? You need a touchdown, you need a field goal. It feels like an inevitability. He's going to get it.
Yeah, usually it's with runs in the fourth quarter. But the thing is, Josh Allen can run too. And by the way, that's the only reason I was saying, like, there's not a, Jaden Daniels can run too. If it gets Josh Allen, I know you say Josh Allen would have a huge advantage over Jaden Daniels. These running quarterbacks, if they can stay healthy till the Super Bowl and get into the fourth quarter, it's hard to knock them out on third down. So I just think that that's the new superpower, all these guys. But Allen has it too. It's just so close. This is going to come down to the balance of it. They're just like the Patriots, a balance of a football. They win a close game against the Falcons and the Seahawks. They lose a close game against the Giants actually.
We have a poll question out there for you at Maggie and Pearl on X. If Josh Allen leads the Bills to a win over the Chiefs but loses in the Super Bowl, will he be viewed more favorably than he is now? I think yes is winning. I get that. Yes, definitely more favorably. But I think there's going to be a little letdown. I do.
Well, right.
And maybe this is my fandom coming in, but I don't think so. I think this is about the respect that Josh Allen has. Just getting to the Super Bowl and losing? I don't know, guys.
I think there might be some nuance of like how well he would have played in the Super Bowl, too. Like, that's if he true. Goes out there, he throws 2 or 3 picks, or he makes a costly error, I agree with you. I think it's going to be exactly the same.
Oh, it'd be a bloodbath.
Yeah. Now, if he goes and he loses a shootout to Jaden and loses a shootout to Hurts and the Eagles, or Saquon, I guess, and the Eagles, that might be a little different. I think we'd be like, all right, well, he got close. He didn't get there. I think that I think may be a big factor in this.
Yeah, but how is he – I mean, I can't imagine, like, if you watch the Bills this year, how is he going to have a bad game like that? He throws it like 18 times a game.
Oh, that Lions game. I mean, that was the
if he gets into, like, but I don't think they'll let that happen. Like that. They will not let that kind of game happen. I don't think Sean McDermott's coming in the Super Bowl. If it was 44-42 in the Super Bowl, I'd be beyond shocked.
Well, sometimes you find yourself in the game you're in. You know, you go out there and Jaden Daniels or Jalen Hurts, and say you go out there, something bad happens on the first drive, leads to a touchdown the other way. Then you throw a pick, and all of a sudden you're now down 14-0. James Cook is out. And now you're just trying to throw the ball. So, you know, you're right, EJ, about it depends how it looks. But I feel like history, we kind of lose some of that nuance. Like, watch what's going to happen here with Lamar Jackson. The day after they lose that divisional round to the Bills, what was the story? It was Mark Andrews. Wait 5 years from now. 10 years from now. I wonder if Andrews ends up kind of becoming more of a footnote and it was more about Lamar. Just, that's how we do.
Not that game.
That's how we are.
I don't think that game is not going to be about Lamar. Is it? I mean,
I just think it gets wrapped up in the stew of like, and he even couldn't go to Buffalo and win. It's like, well, we know that's because Mark Andrews made some critical errors.
Right, but in 5 years, he'll have five more opportunities. No, I don't think that game is going to kill him. It's going to be a bigger picture for him. You're right. I don't remember any of Peyton's individual losses. I just remember he lost every game. Like, it doesn't, he might have probably had a good game in a loss, I would think. Dude, does anyone know? Can anyone look at the stats on that? But yeah. I don't even know how we got on Lamar Jackson. Like, think about Lamar did also kill the Ravens in that game.
Yeah, he did. No, yeah, he had two turnovers in the first half, and it prevented them from getting a lead.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to spend the next 6 months obsessing over that fumble. And that, like, because Mahomes doesn't fumble in that spot.
Who's obsessing more, Lamar or Mark Andrews? Man, who's got a tougher offseason? Okay, Andrew Bogish is here with headlines for us. What's up?
Guys, good morning. Your headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Bogus. Another reason to put respect on his name.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
With a career night in the Thunder's latest win.
Ball free in the lane, knocked away by Shai. Caruso's got it. Shai's in the open court. Takes it home with a two-hand dunk. Good night, Jazz. Finishing touches administered by number two, baby. 121-110. Number two, another deuce, giving 52 on the game.
Matt Pinto on Thunder Radio. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. 54 points in this 123-114 decision over the Jazz.
Just try to be aggressive, try to make the right basketball play, and then from there, just trust the work. No different from any other night. Had a few more points tonight, but nothing special.
Can I bring something up? I'm sorry, I was just thinking of something.
Yeah.
There's one thing to mispronounce a name, and we have a little fun with Jack with Gilgeous. Like, he didn't know, right? That's not like mispronouncing Giannis Antetokounmpo because it's a little challenging of a last name, right? This is like, I don't know where the emphasis goes. The one that was an egregious one that I heard once from somebody, where this is a long time ago, and this person thought that you pronounce, and it's funny because he just got in the Hall of Fame, that you pronounce it CC Sabathia. And I was like, how'd you even get there?
Kristaps Porzingis. Ark Manning.
No.
Do you think that's
Ark Manning?
Carlos Alcaraz. Carlos Alcaraz. Ark Manning.
Have you ever heard an egregious one like that? Not just TJ Houston-Zada, you know?
But wait, just to go back, like Sabathia, like, yeah, it's spelled like that. You could easily go that way.
Yeah,
if
but
you didn't
no
know.
One's ever said it like that. This is a sports fan. I'm like, how did you get to Sabathia?
I mean, yeah, because it's spelled that way.
Right, but no one in the history has ever pronounced it Sabathia.
Like, but that's like not the worst one I've heard. I mean, ask people to pronounce Tua Tagovailoa and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
No. I'm saying that's not, those are just challenging last names. Good luck with TJ Houshmandzadeh. CJ CC Sabathia. I don't know how you get there. And this was not like my mom's best friend or someone who doesn't follow sports. It was a sports fan.
And I'm assuming that person and Jack Stern, the infamous Jack Stern from here, were in the same position where CC wasn't a teenage high school no-name pitcher. Right. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander had been in the NBA and a star, and Jack still went with Gilgeous as if he had just met him.
It's kind of like when we all didn't know about Devon Achane. It's like, is it Achane? Are we going Achane? He cleared it up.
Right.
That took like way too long, weeks or months even to figure out exactly what his name was.
And sometimes players like struggle. They like embarrassed to correct you. So they let the mistake happen for a while. Then all of a sudden it's like, no, it's actually this. And you're like, oh.
Like Travis said, it's actually Kels.
Did he?
Yeah. This came out on their podcast last year. It's actually Kels, but everyone went with Kelsey. So they're just rolling with it.
I mean, the famous one is Akeem Olajuwon. He was Akeem in college. And
they literally put an H in front of it.
Yeah, hey, there's an H in front of it. And Akeem.
Then the flip side, the one that always bothered me was Dominic Rhodes, the NFL running back. His name was spelled Dominic, and all of a sudden he's like, no, it's Dominique. And I went, well, that's a whole other name.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
Like, you got to throw a Q in there. You can't just say Dominic can't become Dominique. If you wanted to be Dominique, spell it like Wilkins does.
That's kind of like your parents, but yeah.
I also have the question, I didn't have the nerve one time interviewing Del Curry. Like, there's a different way to spell Stephen. You spelled it Stephen.
True.
I would have loved to see his response to
you. Like, there's a way to spell Stephen that's not S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
You're right. You mean like S-T-E-F-A-N, like Stephen Bondi?
Yeah.
Right.
That's the unusual, the spelling with the F. Like, that's out of character.
Stephen Curry is spelled as Stephen.
I've never heard someone called Stephen with that spelling of the name.
P-H-E-N. I've never seen it.
It's always been Stephen, like Stephen A. Smith.
Is this a millennial thing that you guys like to dunk on mispronounce? Like, oh my God, I can't believe that guy said Stefan. Or like, what are you guys doing? Who cares? I feel like like the Sabathia thing, like, big deal. The guy said Sabathia because this is somebody who mispronounces everything. Like, it just feels like you guys are like waiting to dunk on mispronunciations. I got to get that vibe out there.
Perloff's feeling
it's one of those days, huh?
Yeah, I think he's cornered.
I just feel like you're
I told a story about someone else and somehow you're offended.
Right. Well, I just like, you're like, can you believe he said Sabathia
mistake?
Yeah, of course I can believe he said Sabathia. Who cares? You're like, wow, where would he have gotten that from? I'm like, it's spelled S-A-B-A-T-H-I-A, and he probably is not a huge baseball fan.
I think the only difference is that, like, in this business, we usually obsess over pronunciations being correct. So, like,
yeah,
I don't think
God.
It's...
But then, you know, the reality is guys butcher names all the time.
No, I know. I think that's what makes it funny, right? Like, is that we're supposed to be the quote-unquote professionals, as sit here in a Jets sweatshirt. there's the facade that we're professionals, and then, you know, a Sabathia or a Gilgeous comes out, and it's funny.
It's like those sweet newscasters, too, when they have to do a sports story, and they are lost.
It's crazy. I mean, I worked in news, and every time, I can give them a Russian terrorist name and they would know it like that.
And his background.
Yeah, just easy. Wouldn't have to even go over it. I give them a hockey player. It's just like.
It doesn't translate.
Help! Yeah. Help!
Mark Messier. That's a weird name.
I can't do it. Mark Messier.
Mark Manning.
Mark.
Back to basketball, so we stop bothering Perloff. The Celtics needed overtime for a 117-113 win at the Clippers. The team's without six combined regulars for that one, including Kristaps Porzingis, Drew Holiday, Kawhi, and Harden. The Cavs
Kristaps Porzingis
losing in Houston 109-108. The Grizzlies pushed their win streak to 4, 132-120 over Charlotte. And the Heat are suspending Jimmy Butler for another 2 games for continued bad behavior, including missing yesterday's flight to Milwaukee.
Oh, you gotta love that Heat culture.
Butler
love their, like, he was gonna show up to the next game. Like, no, he wasn't. He wasn't.
And then I saw a tweet that, like, they canceled practice and they left earlier than they were planning to, as if they were trying to make him miss the flight.
Oh, that's kinda funny.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
That's subterfuge there.
Like, they snuck out Because, oh, Jimmy's like, let's go real quick. And then they can say he didn't miss the flight.
Oh, that's just setting him up.
I don't think that's true, but I mean.
That can't be true.
But, like, the fact that we are at that level of this.
It's so petty.
Is
that
unbelievable.
That can't be true.
Well, he was wearing shoes the other night against Portland that were Phoenix Suns colors, right? And people were reading into that.
His hair has been orange for, like, right. 2 months.
And you can't sneak a plane out. It's one thing to leave a plane. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
but.
It was sarcastic, and I think the obvious thing is he wasn't at the canceled shoot-arounds to then go to the airport. Like, so it's not true, but the fact that the fight is like this now.
Very Mean Girls.
No, the fact that I'm, like, thinking, like, it's not true, like, maybe it's true. Like, part of it is like, yeah, maybe.
I mean, the guy that reported is, like, a known Heat reporter. Like, Ira Winderman's been covering the team forever.
Gosh.
Like,
he's
Mr. Miami Heat.
He's the only known Heat reporter.
Right, exactly. He said apparently a timing element was at play with Butler missing the flight. Team had canceled practice, flew earlier than previously scheduled.
Maybe, is he on the text thread anymore? Did they kick him out of the group chat?
Does anyone have an image of him? And you know those movies when you're at the airport in the window looking at the plane go away?
Yeah. Did you just make the biggest mistake of your life letting her get on the plane to Paris?
Who's that tall man with orange hair watching the plane go away?
With a single tear rolling down and flowers in his hand?
I do not think he was crying that he missed the flight.
To Milwaukee? No. In the middle of February or January, whatever month it is.
Back to the coffee. Where's my barista?
He probably got a jog there considering how much coffee this guy drinks in a day.
The Jets, by the way, have their new coach. It's Lions D coordinator and their former cornerback, Aaron Glenn. But they still need a new GM. It still might be Lance Newmark, but two other gentlemen now scheduled for second interviews. In other dysfunction, the Cowboys gave offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer a second interview yesterday for Mike McCarthy's job. And the Jaguars dumped GM Trent Baalke yesterday, weeks after dumping head coach Doug Peterson, because, as the rest of the world told them, Baalke's presence was messing up their coaching search. Guys, back to you.
So much in there. We got to get to Ben Johnson, what he said yesterday at his press conference. Just wasted no time taking a shot at a division rival. And then, what happened in Jacksonville?
Oh.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Guys, wake up. What do you think was going to happen in this coaching search? Anyway, we get to all of that and more next. Welcome back. Maggie.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great, Andrew Perloff. We had a lot to get into with the coaching dominoes that are falling in the NFL. We're asking you a question about the conference championship game. If Josh Allen can actually beat Patrick Mahomes this time around, Perloff, is that good enough? Does that raise him a level? You know, does that work in everyone's eyes? Or do you have to finish the job? Do you actually have to win the Super Bowl to get sort of full credit on the group project, if you will?
Yeah, full credit, but I do think it puts him up a notch on the hierarchy of quarterback legacy.
Gary is our pal in New Jersey. Good morning, Gare.
Good morning, Maggie. Good morning, Perloff. How are you guys?
Great.
Oh, that's good. I'm going to agree with Maggie here. You got to win it all. You'll still be the bridesmaid. You'll still be the doormat if you can't win the whole thing. Just, it's not the Patrick Mahomes Bowl. It's the Super Bowl. You got to take everything.
Yeah, that's a good point, Gary. And I think for Josh Allen, I think he's been good for such a long time that people sort of, it would be weird if he never got to a Super Bowl. There feels like, it feels like he's a quarterback who should be playing in the Super Bowl. So it's not like a
totally
shock.
Agree.
You know, it's not Nick Foles, you know, taking the Eagles. Like, wow, that's crazy. Nick Foles just beat Tom Brady. Like, people expect Josh Allen to be competing for Super Bowls.
Yeah, no, totally. He has to get to the Super Bowl at least once in his career. Now,
definitely.
Is he Dan Marino if he gets to the Super Bowl and doesn't win? I mean, Marino at least got to a Super Bowl. I mean, one thing, you have to admit one thing. Lamar Jackson has to at least get to a Super Bowl. If Lamar Jackson ends his career and never gets to a Super Bowl, that's crazy. That would be very bad legacy-wise. Can we all agree on that?
I agree there. I mean, but you have so many good quarterbacks, it's not going to be easy for any of these guys. I mean, obviously Mahomes has already done it, but, you know, the other two have to step up their game and do it.
Yeah. Gare, how's the beer, the brewing coming in with your Pelican beer, which is just awesome?
It's still going. I'm still doing it. You know, I have I'm actually kegging it now, so it makes it a lot easier on me, less to clean. So it's all good.
You know, it's funny, Gary. Thank you for the call. Good to hear from you. Gary once dropped off some beer with my face on it, which I really appreciated. It's cool. and it's really tasty. Have you noticed like the dry January is just everywhere?
I have been reading a lot of stories about dry January.
I thought that was just going to be a fad. Not going to lie. I thought that was one that was really not going to stick around. And it feels like it's picking up steam. The opposite is happening. More people on board with dry January.
Yeah, but then I also read a lot of people come February 1 are getting like ridiculously blackout drunk for the next 9 days. It's like the boomerang.
I also see a lot more non-alcoholic stuff. Like, I think the non-alcoholic beers, I don't know if you've noticed this, probably you're not a drinker, but like you go to a liquor store now, a lot of non-alcoholic stuff. I think it's definitely a health thing.
Yeah, that's a big emerging market, right? Non-alcoholic beer. Is this because marijuana is so readily available?
Oh, that's a good point. People, we've traded one thing for another thing.
I would imagine because of legalized marijuana like that uses up big time, like 200% or something.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, if people are still finding a way to be mind altered, just a different vehicle.
Yeah, listen, even if humans are still flawed, we'll find 10 things to be addicted to.
Yeah, it's true.
If it's not... if it's not beer, then it's going to be weed. If it's not weed, it's going to be TikTok. I mean, like, we will get our dopamine hits no matter what. It's an interesting thing, dry January. But I do think, like, also, like, people who really struggle on dry January might want to take a look in the mirror.
Yeah, if you can't make it through 31 days, or 30, I don't know how many are in January, 31. If you can't make it through 31, maybe that's a little bit of a bigger question. Yeah.
If you're, like, breaking out of sweat every morning.
I think there's a fallacy, though. It's like... at least I think for women, I don't know if this is for men too, it's like the moment you stop drinking alcohol, you're just going to lose 20 pounds immediately.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. I hate to inform people.
Wait. I think there is a strong connection between cutting out alcohol and weight loss.
Not a month.
But you lose a lot of water weight immediately.
Mm.
Because you tend to retain water when you're a big drinker.
We're going drinking!
I've done like dry months before, didn't lose a pound.
Well, you have no pounds to lose.
Well, everyone's got pounds to lose.
But I think you lose water weight. I've always heard that. Don't know what it means, but I've heard it.
Water weight. I don't know what that means either. Your body's made up of water.
We're going streaking!
Because you retain water when you have a lot of salt in your system.
Mm.
And beer has a lot of salt. You tend not to live like that. Then nachos, which are associated with beer, they have a lot of salt and pork rinds. So one thing leads to another, and you're eating a ton of salt, which is awesome. But I've seen a lot of people stop drinking and lose a lot of weight really fast. Not like NFL linemen who retire, which led, by the way, to the biggest pre-show debate. Like, why does Dan Campbell still look... Not like a nefarious thing, like... how come Dan Campbell isn't losing weight? Is he doing this intentionally? Is he going to the weight room harder than anyone to intimidate the other coach?
Is Lions head coach Dan Campbell staying in playing shape simply to intimidate other coaches?
Yes.
We'll never see it coming.
100%.
You think so?
100%.
What, isn't this just the way he looks?
There's no reason for him to be that big still. It's insane.
He's also got that triangle build too. Like he's ripped.
He looks like The Rock. It's like, it's crazy. I'm like, why is this guy still so jacked?
Well, here's the thing. You get to the facility. All these guys are nuts. So they get to the facility 4:30 in the morning, right? You're there until 10 o'clock at night. You literally go to a place, your work has a gym. You can't find an hour?
Yeah, but look at the other coaches. Like, most of them are not in great shape.
Well, maybe Dan's just living cleaner.
Yeah, I mean, Herman Edwards was just getting on the treadmill, and he didn't look like Dan Campbell. Like, you know, what's Dan Campbell doing over there?
I think he's lifting with his guys.
Squatting 500 pounds? Like, come on.
What if it's building camaraderie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's definitely still squats. There's no doubt about it. By the way, if the Lions won the Super Bowl, there's going to be a movie. How about John Cena cast as Dan Campbell?
I could see EJ.
Oh, definitely. I could see that.
How can you guys see that?
What's that?
How can you guys see that if it's John Cena?
Oh, because
you can't see me.
Oh, I thought you were saying beating the Lions will never win the Super Bowl. I thought that was a shot at Detroit.
I think he did both things there. But no.
Don't even ask me how.
I think Dan Campbell is just maintaining.
But I like EJ's theory. It's intimidate because I'm thinking about your coach, Sean McDermott. Sean McDermott's puzzled look on the sideline is not intimidating the guy on the other side. He's always like, wait, what do I do here?
Call timeout. It's like,
Dan Campbell is like the riskiest head coach in the NFL. And just because of how big and strong he looks, I just assume he's got it all together. I'm just like, I'm not questioning what that guy's doing. Look at him.
Yeah,
But
again, Reed is the best. Andy Reed is the winningest coach right now. He just looks, his face is in that giant playbook all the time. Like, he's not intimidating anyone. He barely looks, I'm like, is he watching the game?
And by the way, is anyone else disturbed by that Fumble Rooski commercial?
God, get that thing off TV. That?
He looks crazy in that commercial.
I let you guys in this room, and you have a lot of opinions that I don't like.
And Mahomes, like, I'm not saying that. I'm like, good. Someone's got a publicist here, and someone doesn't.
Mahomes in those ads is really good, by the way.
I always have this theory about Andy Reid. He was terrible clock management all those years in Philadelphia. Now he's better. It's not just because he has one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I think he's getting a snack in at halftime. Blood sugar was diving, dipping, and now he's like eating a granola bar or something.
Lost 100 pounds, too, was the rumor. Yeah.
Dry January, guys.
He's
water weight.
Dry January, then water weight just comes right off.